Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. Welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to award-winning accountant Larissa Feeney about taking on the role of lead entrepreneur in this year's Acorns.ie initiative. For 43 years, County Seat has been trading on Letterkenny's Main Street. During that time, the well-known shop has kitted out thousands of girls and boys with school uniforms. As County Seat owner Brendan McAteer explained, it's been a back-to-school run-on with a difference as families gear up for a new school year.
Schoolwear has been definitely different this year. The last 3 months have been very different, and we've been gearing up since reopening on June the 9th, almost specifically for these last 2 weeks in August. This is traditionally our busiest Friday of the year, not just the last Friday of August. This week in general, the last week of August, is our busiest week of the year. So we prepare for this week and the previous week for 12 months. Uniforms for us is 12 months a year job. We start planning for next year, next week. So although people see the fruits of our labour in these last 2-3 weeks of August, this is an all year round job for us.
What's the biggest change that you've detected?
Confidence more than anything else, and people are slightly worried about what's going to happen when the kids go back. So normally for us, for example, anybody who's bought schoolwear for us over the years will know that, especially the last 2 weeks of August, it's almost a free-for-all in the shop. We have maybe 6 or 7 staff on our uniform floor, and any amount of people can come in, whereas this year we've had to do by appointments. We've had to socially distance groups when they come in. We've had to clean every piece of clothing that has been worn by kids. We've had to clean changing rooms. And we've just had to be probably more prepared than ever before. But it is back to confidence in people. People have been waiting to get some form of guidance from schools or from teachers or from the government to almost give them a green light to get schoolwear and to get books and to get some form of normality back.
Okay. County Seat has been on Letterkenny's Main Street for 43 years now and 3 different locations.
Yeah, so my father was a teacher in St. Eunan's for his sins, and he actually did both jobs for a couple of years. He opened up the shop in November 77, and for 2 years he worked jewel rolls. And then it was next to McGee's Pharmacy on the main street, 2 floors, and it was quite a small shop. And then in 1989, Dylan's kind of went. So he went as well, and we moved to Lower Main Street and built the business up even bigger. And then 7 years ago now, in October, we moved to our latest home, which is back up the main street towards our, as I would say, our natural home. So back into the middle of the town, and we're here in the former Irish Nationwide building. So we have an even bigger store again, retail over 2 floors, the whole building over 4 floors. So we have lots of space now.
And the store has expanded on each of those 2 moves?
Always expanded, always diversified in some way. So I suppose when my father moved to his second shop, we had in the previous 2 to 3 years got about 4 or 5 new schools. And with 4 or 5 new schools, you need space. You need, so part of our remit with schoolwear is that every day of the year we will have schoolwear. If you need a size and something, we will have it, no matter what the school is or no matter what the item is, we'll always have it. So we have to carry a huge amount of stocks through the year, and for that you need space. And when I moved the shop 7 years ago, I had an idea that I had a background in suiting and formal wear, that I wanted to grow that end of the business while still being able to maintain what we already had or have. So even in that space of time, we have got 2 to 3 new schools in the last 7 years, but we have so much space that we're able to naturally expand without needing to move elsewhere again.
Roughly how many schools do you serve, Brendan?
So crested uniforms, we serve 16 schools. We would often say that we serve 26 schools. Basically, nearly every school in Letterkenny and the surrounding area, there are 2 to 3 schools that we don't serve in the surrounding area. But we have people coming from Oma, from Dunlow, from Mallon, who have always bought uniform off us because we buy off Irish companies. We try to be as competitive as possible with our pricing. We because we sell a lot of school wear, we're able to keep our prices as competitive as we can. So people naturally just keep coming back to us. And we do offer, we feel anyway, we offer very good service. We offer one-on-one service. People can try on the uniforms. And it's almost year on year, we have families dealing with the same people when they come into the shop. So you could have 4 kids and you could have went to school yourself and you're dealing with the person who sold you your uniform 15 years ago is now selling your kids their uniform. So that little bit of knowledge, I suppose, is good for people. And it's a friendly face once a year as well.
And there's a loyalty to all that trade as well, Bryn.
Oh, there is, absolutely. Look, when I, 10 years ago in Letterkenny, there were 3 places doing uniforms. The multiples or the big kind of companies weren't doing schoolwear at that time. In Letterkenny now, there are 12 to 13 places doing uniform. So as I say, there's this big pie and we have a certain percentage of the pie, but that's never really dipped even with the competition because people have just remained loyal to us. But we've also remained loyal to them as well. We've always tried to help the customer as much as we can. We buy enough uniform every year that we're able to design parts of our uniform, whether it be shirts or trousers. So we feel as if every September when we sit down and we design our uniforms for next year, we have the customers in mind, our loyal customers in mind when we're designing uniforms. We try and tweak things so that at least when people come back the following year, they know that we're going to be maybe even up to date with trends in uniforms as well. Like if you take boys' school trousers now, 2 years ago, we were the first shop pretty much in the country with a skinny boys' trouser with a stretch fabric. Because the year before we recognized that's what we needed. We were able to get it manufactured and there's no other shop in the country with that. So we feel as if because of the loyalty we have from our customers that we have to show that back to them and make sure the product that they're getting is what their kids want, because school wear now is not just about a uniform. It's also, there's a wee bit of fashion involved in it now. Teenagers, I wouldn't second guess teenagers anymore anyway.
Okay. The retail trade is something you have a vast experience on yourself, aside from County Seat.
I started working for my dad when I was 12. So that was unfortunately not today or yesterday. I keep thinking I'm really young, but I'm not anymore. And I must have been slave labor of some sort because he used to pay me 50p a day. And the joke was he used to send me into Dillon's and see what I could get for that 50p. It was actually quite amazing what you get for 50p. So I always worked summers, always did school wear. I would have never worked Christmas because I would have been in school, but I worked school wear till I finished school. And then I went off to college. And after college, I worked for Selfridges in Manchester for a couple of years. And I learned a lot within a big company. And then when I came back to Ireland after a couple of years and I worked for Tommy Hilfiger in Dublin. So again, I was trying to learn from as many people as I possibly could from bigger companies. And then I kind of got out of retail because it was kind of 2007, 2008. It was hard times. Then I went to Australia 9 years ago and I fell back into it and I started working for Hugo Boss and I kind of fell in love with it again. And when I was in Australia, my dad came and visited me and he said he wanted to retire. And he says, would I be interested? And I says, well, sure, I could give it a go. I didn't really have a notion. Like, it's grand to sit here and say you have a background in retail, but there's a background in retail and selling things. But then there's a whole business side of it that is completely alien to me because all I had to do was come in at 9:30, sell a few things, whereas he ran the business side of stuff. So to diversify, not just being a seller, but being a business person as well, was a very strange one for me. But 7 years later, still here, and to be honest, still enjoy coming to work every morning.
What's the one big difference that you realised between showing up at 9 o'clock, say, and having to run the business in its entirety?
It's all in your head, to be honest. So generally people who work for other people, they can switch off. Whereas I think if you're a business owner, it's impossible to switch off, whether you're on holidays or days off or evenings. So I do all my thinking when I lie in bed at night. So I'm generally a bad sleeper because I do all my thinking at night. And if it's quiet, it doesn't really affect. I'm very lucky, first and foremost. I have wonderful staff, and my staff do actually care about my business as much probably as I do. It's just the numbers are slightly different. So if it's on a really quiet day or you're having a quiet week, your numbers are just spinning in your head all the time. You're trying to work out, right, did I do that last year? What did I do last year? Or do I need to buy again for next week? Or it's a constant thinking game where you're trying to outdo yourself, but sometimes you just have to learn to be content as well, which is very, very difficult because it's not that we all want more, but we're in a society where you're pushed to want more all the time. So I would say definitely it's your head. It's very hard to escape your business because your business is part of you, especially a family business. So it's not just me. I always say in County Seat, because it was my father's business and now my business, I'm a custodian of it. So please God, I have two boys now. Maybe they won't ever want it, or it could be a nephew or a cousin or whatever, but that I'm a custodian of County Seat, and that please God in the future, I'll hopefully be able to hand them a business like my father was able to hand me a business.
You mentioned staff. There are a few very familiar faces that have been with you for a long time.
Yeah, everybody knows Greta and Ivan. Greta's been here since I've been very young. Wouldn't like to name the amount of years she's here because I'd be killed. Greta's been here for as long. That's why I say I'm very lucky. Greta does care for the business just as much as I care for the business. People know that, and Ivan as well. Ivan's been here a long, long time. Even Anne now, I think, is here maybe 10 years or so. And we have the same people come back for schoolwear year in, year out. Some people work 6-7 years every summer. We're very, very lucky in that respect. Staff is the hardest thing to get. And I was very lucky that I was handed 2 or 3 amazing staff. All you ever need from staff is them to be nice to people, to say hello to people, and to be kind to people and show a little bit of empathy with people. And I have wonderful people in that respect who do that every day. Even when I'm not here, I know that every customer will be treated the same with respect. And it's, you can't buy that. You can't. It's very hard to get new people, and I'm just lucky I don't, touch wood, haven't had to get new people in a long time. But you know, we know that, for example, say Christmas time, Greta comes into her own. So there could be a woman buying off Greta for her husband for the last 20 years. We may never have met that man, but we've dressed that man every year for 20 years. Greta knows his sizes, what he has in his wardrobe, and that loyalty, that's invaluable. That person that can come into our shop and know that that person is there to help them. And we're very lucky with our staff in that respect.
Finally, we mentioned before we started recording about online and how much online has sort of come into the business world. Is online something that you're going to look at or are looking at already?
So we're actually getting a website built at the minute. We were hoping to get it done for schoolwear, but it just hasn't happened. Because August is our busiest month of the year, so it involves a lot of work. So online is something that is in the background. So I was told yesterday by somebody, the whole world in the last 4 months has moved from offline to online. And that will be something that we're going to have to obviously adapt to. I'm fairly bad with technology myself. I can work a phone really well, but anything to do with online, I'm very, very poor. I've never really bought online because I grew up in a family-owned business. I was always almost, not told, but you just naturally gravitate towards family businesses, and they didn't have websites, so I just bought off the local whoever. So we are getting a website built, and we do feel as if it will be part of our future, but it is not our future. We just talked about the invaluability, or in how invaluable it is to have good staff. Those staff and that one-on-one service is not available online. You can't have that interaction with people. So we feel as if the way forward for us, and we've been working towards it for the last 2-3 years, is specialize and become really good at what you do yourself, and have it online almost as a, not as a backup, but as a secondary business, to appeal to people who you've never been able to get to. But it will very much be a secondary business than what we feel is our main business, which is one-on-one interaction with people who have been coming to us for years.
That was Brendan McAteer, owner of County Street in Letterkenny. Award-winning accountant Larissa Finney will be the lead entrepreneur for this year's Acorns.ie programme. The 2018 Accountant of the Year, who set up accountantonline.ie in 2015, says she's looking forward to the challenge.
Yes, indeed. I was absolutely honoured to be asked to be lead entrepreneur this year for Acorn 6, and I'm really looking forward to getting started later on this year, hopefully.
Okay. Big shoes to fill, taking over from Deirdre McLone.
Yes, absolutely. I have big shoes to fill. Deirdre did a fantastic job with Acorns over the last number of years, and I'm really looking forward to following in her footsteps. I'm a little bit nervous, but Deirdre has assured me that I can reach out to her anytime I need help, so that's great.
Talk to me about Acorns and explain what it's about.
Okay, so Acorns is an initiative to help females in early stages of business in rural areas in Ireland. So it's aimed to support women who have either started a business and have had sales post the 1st of January 18, or have a concrete plan to start a business. And the idea is that we get together once a month for a few months to discuss certain areas and to support each other around round tables, in groups of about six, to help women grow their business.
Is the lack of help or the lack of awareness of help a factor in maybe women not going into business?
Yes, I think there's a couple of things to consider. The lack of awareness of the support that's out there potentially might hinder a woman either starting a business or growing a business. Or maybe the fact that a woman is starting a business but isn't aware of the help that's there or the support that's out there to help her in her business journey.
In relation to your own career, you've been named as Accountant of the Year in 2018 and also winner of the Medium Accountancy Practice of 2018. So it's nice to be recognised for your success.
Yes, it is. We were delighted. It was a fantastic achievement. We were shortlisted also in 2019. And we were actually also shortlisted in 2020, but those awards were cancelled due to the COVID crisis.
Okay. In terms of your own background, has accountancy always been your thing?
Well, I did my original degree was in hotel management, so I didn't start off, I suppose, on the conventional route to accountancy. I left the hotel industry and started training as an accountant. Purely by accident, actually. I started working in an accountancy practice in Derry as what was called then a director of first impressions, which was the receptionist. And I was there for a year before I asked the partner, could I do my accountancy exams? And he very kindly said I could.
Okay. And talk us through the next stage.
I qualified in 2005, and a couple of years later, we were going into the recession, really, and I decided to start my own practice. Now, I was, I had three small children. I was picking up clients slowly, and I thought I was considering doing a website. So I had a look to see what other websites were on the market in Ireland first, and then in the UK. And in the UK, there was a trend toward online accounting. And I thought maybe this was something that I could try. I couldn't see anything similar in Ireland at that time. So we designed a website called accountantonline.ie. We bought the domain and did all of that. And When the website went live, Kieran, the first day it went live, I went looking for it on Google and I couldn't find it. And then the second day I went looking for it on Google and I found it on page 12. And then over the coming evenings at that time, I would have logged on after the kids were in bed and tried to find the website. And slowly over time, it climbed in its rankings up. And today we're the busiest accountancy website in the country.
Are you surprised at how successful it became so quickly?
Yes. Yes, the success and the growth of the business over the years has been a surprise to me. It's very little to do with me and all to do with the people who are around me. It's very important to build a team that are better than you at doing the things that you do. And the success has been down to the team that's in the company and also to the trend towards online working, online learning.
Yeah. Obviously, the COVID situation has focused minds in a different way and businesses in a different way to go online. I'm sure you're experiencing a lot of that now.
Yes, we always worked online and a lot of our team always worked remotely and we were very comfortable with that. So that part of the transition was easy for us. What we found, I suppose, is that the general trend now is towards everybody doing the same. So it's much more acceptable than it was before. Say, for example, to conduct business meetings on Zoom, the travelling has lessened for me personally as a result of COVID. And that means that we're all more productive.
Okay. The biggest challenge facing businesses at the minute?
Depends on the type of business that you're in. Obviously, a lot of businesses have been affected by the closures of COVID. Footfall has been affected with COVID. Cash flow, borrowings, commitments. There's huge challenges with a lot of businesses. And then other sectors are doing quite well as a result of COVID and maybe just because they're not in a particular sector that's affected hugely by COVID.
Okay. And do you see an even greater demand for a service like your own now?
Yes, I think as time goes on, certainly the demand will increase for a service like ours. I think as we move into the future, it's becoming much more acceptable to conduct all business online, and perhaps services that weren't possible or maybe weren't seen as acceptable to conduct online in the past will now be.
Okay. The importance of networking is something that's come up quite a lot with business people. I'm sure it's something that you pay great attention to yourself.
Yes, I think it's fair to say that whenever I started networking is when the business really started to grow. Going back to several years ago, whenever I was in Donegal Women in Business, for example, there's various other initiatives throughout the county. Taking part in the Going for Growth in 2015 was instrumental in growing the business. The help of Leo and the various initiatives that they have and the support that they've given the company has been huge over the years. We're now an Enterprise Ireland client and we're getting support from there also, which is fantastic. But in general, from a personal perspective, networking is instrumental in helping you to learn to deal with the challenges that come with running a business. Running a business can be a very lonely place. It's very difficult sometimes to understand that maybe the issues that you're encountering are not unique to you, and to be able to reach out to others who have gone through similar situations in the past can really help you overcome challenges that you encounter.
Going for Growth and Leo, can you explain maybe in a bit more detail how helpful they were to you and what sectors are helpful to you?
Yes, okay, so maybe starting with Leo. Leo was something I never considered looking actually anywhere outside for help. I never considered looking for support. I never even thought that the support was there until I got an email from Ursula Donnelly, and who was in Leo many years ago. And who invited me to an event. And the first thought that crossed my mind at the time, Kieran, was to send that invite out to clients for them to go to the event. In any event, I went to it. And that was the start of my journey with Leo. And I suppose the start of my journey in understanding the importance of putting yourself out there and getting involved with other women and men in business and learning from them and learning from their journeys.
Okay. And in terms of the enterprise now, you're an enterprise company now?
Yes, so we're with Enterprise Ireland now. We moved from Leo last year, the summer of 2019, and Enterprise Ireland are now helping us navigate this new post-COVID landscape.
Just going back to Acorns, what style will you bring to your lead entrepreneurship role?
Well, whenever I did the Going for Growth program and the program after that, which was called Continuing the Momentum, I worked with the lead entrepreneurs on those programs, and I've learned from them. And I think what I learned worked was that a very collaborative approach works. It is a round table. It should be seen for those businesses who are selected on for the Acorn program. They should use the Acorns women as almost like a board of advisors to them, so that they can advise on issues that they've encountered, and they can help them understand how to deal with any challenges that they face. So I think the way I'd like to approach the program is just that, in a collaborative way where we all help each other and we all learn from each other.
And if there are women out there that are keen to set up a business, what's your message to them?
My message is do it, first of all. If you've got a business idea and you think you can make it work for you and your family, set up the business. Make sure that you've got a really good business plan in place, that you know what your market is, that you know that your product or service will fit that market. Do your research. Talk to other people in business, other women in business, and learn from them.
Yeah. And finally, the deadline is September and information is available.
Yes, the deadline, I think, is September 27th, and all information is on acorns.ie.
Larissa Finney, thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Thank you, Kieran.
That's it for another edition of Business Matters. I'd like to thank my guests, Brendan McAteer and Larissa Finney. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound, and thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.